Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Okay, so I do want to show you guys all something today. I'm going to kind of address two different little elements that I find myself talking a lot with my coaches about, especially this time of year. This one, and they're both pretty quick. This first one actually applies a little bit more to people that are working on or with real estate teams or in any type of leadership role, to be perfectly honest with you. But I still think you'll all like it, and it's a pretty quick little thing. So bear with me. I don't usually get into stuff that's this specific, but I cannot tell you how much this comes up right now. So check this out. This is called a self-performance appraisal form. And the self-performance appraisal form, you can see here, this is a fillable form where you can, you know, type in your sample answers in each little box. What we do with the self-performance appraisal form is you guys have all probably heard about annual performance reviews, okay? Where you've got people that you're working with, it's the end of the year. You know you're supposed to do like an employee review or an agent review or an independent contractor review. And usually you sit down and you give them a review. You tell them, here's what I thought. And it's hard because it's hard to sit down and think of everything that happened over the whole year. We also want to make it a process where the person being reviewed gets a lot out of it. So what I have seen over the years is a self-performance form where they actually do a self-evaluation first. So we give them this sheet of paper, which I'll go over here in a second, and say, hey, could you fill this out by next Friday? Maybe give them a week, at least a weekend in there somewhere to get it done. And it asks them a lot of questions that they're going to type in their answers to in privacy by themselves, and they can put as much time into it as they want to without any pressure around them. Okay. Now, if you're working with administrative staff members, oftentimes those are on the DISC behavioral profile. Those are SC behaviors, which are a little bit more reserved, a little bit more shy. So if you get them in an interview situation where you're asking them questions, they're going to clam up a little bit. However, if you give them this form, they can take their own time in their own privacy to say what they really want to say. So you'll see that SC behaviors won't tell you much, but boy, they'll write you an essay. And that's great because now they're communicating like mad, and we can actually see what they really think about a lot of these topics, okay? So we're gonna give them that and give them a week to look it over, and then they're gonna ask them to give it back to us. Then they give it back to us, and fair's fair. Me, the employer, I'm gonna review it in privacy by myself so I can take some time to review all their answers and see how what they felt they did. I might make notes on there, things like that, because then ultimately step three is gonna be to sit down with them and go through their answers with them one by one. And that's when I'll weigh in on my thoughts about each one, okay? So I'm gonna talk about their responses to each of the questions, and then I'm gonna weigh in on my thoughts on each of their responses on the self-performance appraisal form. I saw my wife just logged in. Robin, you've used this before with people on your team, or I just catch you and you don't know what I'm talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about, sorry.
Let me just show you since I got you on here. I think you've used this before. If not, just disregard this. But this is the self-performance appraisal form, where at the end of the year, you give this to staff members on your team and you have them fill out their answers in each of these boxes about questions about how they thought they did by way of their performance each year. And then they give it back to you. You review it, take a look at it, maybe even write little notes about your thoughts about their performance for each of these questions. And then you sit down and you meet with them and go over their answers and your thoughts at the same time. Have you ever used it before?
Not specifically this one. I like that they fill it out first. What we've done in the past is, I think it's a KW term, the cash talk, uh-huh. K-A-S-H, right. Knowledge, attitude, skills and habits.
Correct.
And quarterly we meet and we talk about, you know, what, like a growth path. What else do you need to know? What, you know, what mindset do you need? That's attitude. What skills can I do? So, but no, I like that one better.
Yeah, the difference is this one's a self-appraisal. Like they do it first. I like that too, because it really forces them to communicate, which I have noticed in an employer-employee relationship or whatever type of leadership relationship you've got, the employee tends to communicate less. And this gives them the first word and as long as a word as they want. So they dictate a lot of it. And quite frankly, from a team leader role, I mean, it takes a lot of the laboring oar off you. You know, you just get it back, you take a look at it, you say things like, I agree, or have you thought about this? And you make little notes, then you sit down, it's been real thorough, it's been something we've talked about for a while. I have seen through this process, with regards to team structure, organization, and personnel, some of the biggest leaps and bounds on real estate teams get made because of going through this process. This works with any industry, this works with any type of role between mentor, mentee, leader, follower, team leader, agent, employer, employee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll just give you an example here of what some of the things reference. Like the first question is, what have been my major achievements or contributions in this appraisal period? So what have you accomplished this year? It makes them go back and think about that. All the good stuff they've done for the team. Here's what I've accomplished. Believe it or not, that makes them feel good by going through that exercise. What have been my major frustrations? What are the biggest obstacles I've had to go through this year, right? Have there been any obstacles that have held me up, that have interfered with my performance and meeting my objectives, right? What effect has my working here had on the business, customer service, and teamwork during this appraisal period? It makes them say positive things about themselves. It's hard for people to do, and they won't do that verbally. What new task duties did I take charge of this appraisal period? If they didn't take charge of anything new, it helps them realize that too. Maybe we do need to grow a little bit, take on some more responsibility. How do I feel about my current position in terms of challenge and opportunities to grow and contribute? Now you're gonna get people that have a bad attitude that has been simmering for a while. It might come out here. We can finally address it before it simmers to a boil or something much worse later on. What was the best training, seminar, conference, coaching session I attended within this appraisal person? Am I getting good training is what I'm asking about. What skills did I pick up from it? Am I still growing? Did I meet my own goals? What are the areas I need the most improvement? Where do I need help? Where am I struggling? What are my career goals? And if they don't have goals and they don't see any opportunity, that's a problem. You've got a short timer. Anyone that is in a position with you that does not see a place to go, does not see a future, they're looking for other options along the way, trust me. So it means we've got to repaint that vision of growth for them in places they could go and show them options, okay? And it goes on and on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.